Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 7 till the hour. Thank you very much, little Eric Clapton, bringing this back. I'm Jim Blasingame. We're having a great visit with our good friend Bob McTeer. Dr. Robert McTeer is the president of the former president of the Federal Reserve Bank of Dallas, now a distinguished fellow with the NCPA, National Center for Policy Analysis, ncpa.org. Bob, thanks again for hanging out with us. They can find all the things that you think and say at ncpa.org, right?
Yeah, my website was hacked and destroyed, but my blog is there.
Okay,
and,
your blog is at ncpa.org.
Right.
All right. So check that out. Bob, the one of the things that's given the stock market jitters these days is the fact that there's a discussion about what Ben Bernanke is going to do, the chairman of the Fed. What is he going to do going forward? Is he going to stay? Is he going to go? Is Obama going to ask him to stay or not? And who could be replacing him? What do you think?
Well, I'm shocked that this is all over the papers yesterday and today. It's a result of President Obama's interview with Charlie Rose.
Yeah.
I thought that was settled. Bernanke.
You thought it was settled that Bernanke would stay?
No, that he would go
okay.
At the end of his term.
Yeah. When is his term up?
His second four-year term as chairman is up in January of 2014.
Uh-huh.
I think it's the end of January, but I'm not sure. And I've always assumed that he would be going, that he wouldn't want to be reappointed.
Right.
And I thought everybody else was assuming that, too. And yet, this little dust-up over whether Obama was publicly firing him or not when he told Charlie Rose that, you know, he expected him to go.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Huh. That's why most of your newspapers today are talking about that.
Mm-hmm.
What
do you think? You think he's going to go?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't think he would want to stay.
Yeah.
And he's taken a lot of guff for doing what I regard as a good job.
Right.
So I'm sure he needs a little relief.
All right. So first let me ask you, what will be his legacy when he leaves?
Oh, I think it'll get better and better as time passes. I think
yeah.
It'll be recognized that he saved the country from a second Great Depression.
Right. All right. So that's Bernanke. Let's put him to bed and bring on the new person. Who's that going to be?
Well, if you were betting, you'd have to bet on Janet Yellen, who is the current vice chairman.
Right. Tell us about her. Do you know her?
Yeah, I used to serve with her.
In what capacity? As a member of the board?
She was a governor before when I was there.
Right.
Then she left. Then she came back as
So she was on the FOMC with you?
Yes, for a while.
Uh-huh.
She was a professor at Berkeley. She's married to another economist who's a Nobel Prize winner.
Right.
She served a time as chairman of the Council of Economic Advisors. She
mm-hmm.
has all the credentials. A lot of people view her as more dovish than Bernanke.
Yeah.
So a lot of Wall Streeters probably would prefer somebody else.
Mm-hmm.
If you bet her against the rest of the world, it might be even. But if you're betting on one person, she's probably the one.
I got you. Who would be another alternative?
Well, there are other vice chairmen, Alan, I can't think of his name, the professor, also Marty Feldstein.
Yeah.
He's always there.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to turn it down if they offer it.
Yeah, I was going to say, why not you? I mean, people have, Larry, what's his name?
Kudlow
has been nominating you for it for years. And
he did that until I went to Texas A&M, and he...
And he backed off, huh? So, well, I'm still putting your name in. How do you think Yellen will do?
Okay. I don't think that she would. I always think of these people when they're testifying before Congress,
right?
And I think Bernanke is pretty good at it, and
mm-hmm.
I'm not sure Yellen could quite stand up to that, just
right.
given her
right.
the cadence. And everything.
Is she a free market person? Does she bleed free markets like you and I do?
She probably not. I mean, she is one in a sense, all economists are, but
well, I'm not sure I agree with that
a lot. I mean, you take a Larry Kudlow, who's a free market person. He says it every day.
Right.
A lot of people don't talk about it that much because they focus on efficiency issues and so forth.
Right. Right. But so you think Janet Yellen is the odds-on favorite?
Yeah, you'd have to bet on her.
Yeah. Very interesting. We'll see how that rolls out. Hey, Bob, thanks for being here. Thanks for your information, for your perspectives, and we always get smarter when you join us.
Thank you.
Thank you,
Jim.
Bob McTeer, ladies and gentlemen. And I need a haiku when you come back next time.
It's asking a lot.
Work on that. Bob McTeer, ladies and gentlemen, a great American and one of the smartest guys I know. We're very fortunate to have him available to us. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.